VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is making the case for more U.S. military aid to both Israel and Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani tells us more.
It's natural to ask, why does this matter to America?
In a rare Oval Office address, the president said if the U.S. lets either Vladimir Putin or Hamas get away with their tyranny and terror,
would-be aggressors around the world be emboldened to try the same? The risk of conflict and chaos could spread in other parts of the world.
Stopping that is vital to American national security, so the president will ask Congress to send the two nations billions more in aid.
It's a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations.
But getting Congress's sign-off won't be easy. With the House in chaos, conservatives against more aid for Ukraine, and bipartisan backing for Israel dropping in recent years. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China on Thursday said it is deeply disappointed in the U.S. for blocking a U.N. resolution that would have condemned all violence against civilians in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Kim Lewis.
The U.S. voted a resolution on Wednesday saying it was too early to craft an appropriate Security Council response to the crisis. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning commented on the matter at a daily news briefing, calling on the UN Security Council to heed the calls of Palestinian people and Arab countries and play its role in promoting a ceasefire. The resolution sponsored by Brazil had wide support and would have condemned all violence against civilians, including the heinous terrorist attacks by Hamas against Israel. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
An Army private who fled to North Korea before being returned home to the United States earlier this month has been detained by the U.S. military. That's according to two officials. The officials say that King was facing charges, including desertion and possessing sexual images as a child.